After 2 months of protests, Delta Western fuel workers in Unalaska have voted to unionize. The Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific got the support of a slim majority in an election last night. Leo Dasio is a dock driver for Delta Western on the night shift. He couldn't be there when the votes were counted, but he was glad to hear the results.
I was happy. And all of the guys. Right now, we could start to bargain with the employer. We're ready to sit down with them.
Before that can happen, the NLRB has to certify the election. Both the union and the fuel company are talking with lawyers to figure out if they want to file grievances related to the election. Those complaints could lead to a hearing or possibly a new vote. Kirk Payne is the president of Delta Western. He says the company is taking things one step at a time.
My understanding is the NLRB will go through, if there's objections or not objections, they'll have to finalize this part of the process. And then at some point, we begin to negotiate with the union.
Payne says each side would come up with a bargaining team and hash out a deal. He says that could take up to 2 years, but he hopes that's not the case. But in the meantime, Payne says nothing should change for Delta Western's workers in Unalaska. If the election is finalized and a contract negotiated, Unalaska would have the only unionized Delta Western terminal in the state.